And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Alan Spalt. The Moral Monday movement has widespread support in Orange County. Most sympathize with it in the 930 who were arrested while exercising constitutional rights under the leadership of the NAACP. The protests were aimed at the radical actions of our Tea Party-dominated legislature, but they also showed serious flaws in our justice system. Like all those arrested, I was overcharged, trespassing and failure to disperse, yelling, shouting, loud singing, and disorderly conduct, most of which I didn't do. Overcharging is routine and facilitates plea bargains, inducing agreement to lesser charges in exchange for dismissing more serious ones. Only a few have taken pleas, and the court system is broken down. People who behaved the same and were charged the same have had very different results in court, from convictions on some or all counts to dismissal. At least two different deals have been offered. Those convicted have all asked for jury trials. There may be a few hundred next year. While in Wake Detention Center, we did not interact with other prisoners, though I did see some. Soon after, there were reports of an inmate who had been critically injured by a guard. He died of the injuries. On December 13th, the jailer was convicted of manslaughter. It's obvious that not all inmates were treated with the care we were. Why? Part of the guard's absurdly light sentence includes spending time in the same jail. For those 90 days, he will presumably not favor bashing inmates' heads on the concrete floor. I hope, especially in this season of hope, that Gandhi, King, and Mandela are right, that the moral arc of the universe bends towards justice. If so, it does so very slowly and not without help. This is Alan Spalt.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.